Westlock. More than 160 pickleballers from around the region competed in the Spring Pickleball Doubles Tournament April 22-23 at the Rotary Spirit Center. Hosted by the Westlock Pickleball Society, which has witnessed its membership grow to over 80 in the last year, the event saw 85 teams competed on 8 courts in men's, women's, and mixed events in several skill level categories, including 3.0, 3.5 and 4.0. Local players were joined at the event by players from St. Paul, Spruce Grove, Edmonton, St. Albert, Barrhead, Red Deer, Fort Saskatchewan and Rocky Mountain House. Society President Wes Latimer said this is second event they've been able to host following the pandemic, noting they run spring and fall tournaments. It was a fun tournament with some small, cash prizes, he added. Cassie Campbell from Spruce Grove has been pickleballing for 7 years and enjoys coming to Westlock for tournaments. He was competing in the 4.0 mixed event Sunday morning and noted the tough, albeit fun, competition. There were some pretty good players in the 4.0 division this morning. The team we played at the end of round robin went undefeated throughout the tournament, said Campbell. We try to come out to Westlock every time they host a tournament. It's a lot of fun, so we enjoy it. It takes a lot to perfect the game, but you can start at any level and play at any level, he added. Westlock's Helen Miller has been playing pickleball since she joined the society about 4 years ago and finished first in the 3.0 women's event April 22, with her partner Paulina Loschuk, who is also from Westlock. It's very exciting, the competition was really good, said Miller, noting it was great to see teams from other communities participate in the event. It's a fantastic tournament. Miller noted the great community support in Westlock for the event that's held every spring and fall, as well as the social aspect and increasing popularity of the sport that can also appeal to families and people of all ages. I believe it's going to be an Olympic sport before you know it. It's just so popular worldwide, she said. Christine Jean, TownandCountryToday.com.